Now, as the blood dehydrates, it thickens. Keep in mind that blood is normally 95% water, and that tends to elevate blood pressure. It works the heart muscles more, and this thicker blood is also not very effective at carrying the nutrients and the oxygen that the cells need to perform or to create energy. So you, the individual, feel much less energy. You start developing brain fog, or even what I call half-timers. You know, that's when you remember half the time why you went into the other room to get something, and half the time you can't even remember why you went there or what your name is. And a lot of us can relate to that, I think, at times. So I would summarize this and say dehydration is the enemy of health, and it's certainly the enemy of high performance in the human body. Shan, what would you add to that?
Well, you're exactly right, Dave. You know, we see so much dehydration out there, and I think we've always had that, but it's only been recently that we've really recognized how many other symptoms, challenges, and even syndromes are related to dehydration, especially when you're talking about the athlete. You know, so often with the professional and elite athletes that I'm working with, we've taught the importance of hydration for many years, but it's only been recently that we've really found the value of proper hydration with the proper hydrants, if you will. And that's really what we're going to talk about more as we go on here, is it's not so much always about the amount of water we're consuming, but about the type of water that we are utilizing. And you'll often hear me when I'm speaking talking about nutrient and water utilization is more important than simple consumption of either nutrient or water. So if we can improve that within the athlete, we can improve not only the hydration, but the type of hydration at the cellular level. We are going to make significant differences in the athletes, like we did with Wade, and like so many of the other professional athletes that I'm currently working with as well.
Wade, one of the things that I've noticed working with people with Kangen water is they almost always notice very quickly how fast it absorbs. Would you like to just expand on your experience of that and talk about what you notice personally and some of the athletes you work with?
Sure. Well, the first thing I would put out there to the listener is there's a misperception that if I've put something into my mouth or swallowed or into my digestive system that it's inside the cell. And that's just not the case. When you go a little bit deeper into, you know, how the body actually takes something from our mouth and puts it into the cells, there's a lot of complex processes that are involved. And the substance that is going in there determines a lot about the efficiency as well as the state of the person. So when I started drinking this, most people can go out there, and I will put this to any person that's listening to us as a simple test that they can try. Go out, take a 1/4, 1 liter of water, gun the thing down, drink it down, and sit there for 15 minutes and just record how you feel. Most people, if you're drinking a regular bottle of water or something at the tap or something like that, they're going to feel bloated, they're going to feel lethargic, they're not going to be at, say, a performance level state. Now, give yourself a day or so, try the same amount of Kangen water and consume that and see what you feel like. I'll put forth this. You will not feel bloated, you will feel energized, and you will feel aware, if you will, or sharper mental acuity. This is what most people will report just from sitting through and drinking a few glasses of it. So on the playing field, how does that translate? Well, if I'm more alert, I'm able to respond and I'm able to have all my cells functioning and firing the electrical currents and responding, I can do my job on the field better. And so that is the experiencing that we're noticing. It doesn't matter if you're a football lineman or if you're a high endurance athlete. We get this water inside the cell where it belongs, not inside your stomach where it sits. That's the fundamental difference between these two types, if you're going to that. And if you can do that, you're going to perform better. Shan?
Yeah, you're right. In fact, I'm working with an NFL player right now that is in the playoffs. He has been drinking the water, and it goes right back to what you were saying about the quick utilization rather than just that drinking it down. One of the things that he has commented on is he's saying, Shan, we've always been taught, in fact, the players don't really get to even hold the bottles that they drink. The trainers usually squirt a small amount in their mouth during breaks or whatever else. He has found that he can literally at halftime or in between breaks, he can drink as much as he wants or needs to satisfy his thirst, if you will, at that time. And by the time he's back out there in the middle of play, he doesn't feel that sloshing around. So that was a great testament to me and many other athletes that we're working with, that it truly is a much more efficiently utilized type of water as opposed to all the other bottled waters or sports liquids, if you will, sports drinks. And again, that's very important. Utilization over simple consumption, very important aspect.